Being an expert doesn't mean you automatically have an audience, especially with so much noise in the digital marketing space. You need to break through the noise and establish your message as a rising thought leader in your industry. John Cook has worked with over 1,100 coaches and consultants and 800 speakers to make their messages remarkably clear and compelling to the right audience. And today, he wants to help you. If you want greater clarity and even better results with your message, visit workwithjohncook.com. Here's John.
How do you get great content out into the marketplace so you can help connect with the right prospects and help your clients as a coach or consultant? My name is John Cook. I'm the founder of Keynote Content. I've worked with over 1,100 different business coaches and consultants one-on-one since 2017, helping them craft and deliver their message through great content and copywriting. So I'm going to share with you what I've learned for me personally over the last 9 years. I've written close to 3 million words worth of content, whether it's sales copy, blog articles, social media, any number of different pieces of content, white papers, ebooks, online courses, you name it, creating that much content saying, here's how to create great content without sacrificing quality. Now, there's one myth I believe that we really need to debunk first, is this belief that you have to either choose, saying, I want content fast or I want great content. And it's almost this belief that the closer that you get to creating great content, the longer it's going to take. And there is some truth to creating great content takes more intentionality, not necessarily more time. And saying, okay, you can create content fast, but saying like, oh, there's no way you can create great content fast. I believe that's a myth as well. So between those two, you don't have to choose. And people have told me different prospects who are coaches, consultants, saying like, I feel like I need to get my content out there, but I don't know. Do I go fast, slow, whatever it might be? So the point is that with creating great content, you don't have to choose. The first thing I want you to focus on is what I call pre-purposing your content. Pre-purpose your content. And what do I mean by pre-purpose? Pre-purpose means that you're saying, who is this for? What's the big idea that I want to focus on? And how do I want this to be used? What is the end purpose of this content? If it's a blog article, is it a social media post? Is this a podcast that goes out? Is this a video I'm doing live? Whatever it might be, thinking what's the purpose and then who's it for? Think of like keyword research. Think of your target market. Who are the people you actually want to help with this content? You might say, that doesn't sound fast at all. That sounds like it's more drudgery. It's more kind of like the fine details. I promise you, if you put in the work to find the keyword research, to plan out what is the big idea for that piece of content, who's it for, and what's the key question that it answers, I promise you, it will actually create great content that is still fast if you do a little bit more legwork in the future. Pre-purpose is where it is. But the second thing I want you to do is to focus on multi-capture your content. Multi-capture means that if you're doing a podcast episode, set up a video camera, a good quality video camera. Get at least 1080p, or if you can get higher to the 4K quality, what you're focusing on is creating great content in different mediums. So it's saying, instead of just being audio content, saying, gosh, I wish there was a video camera I could have hooked up, you can do that as well, and then sync the audio for a great video. You can broadcast that out. You can, if you do like a Facebook Live, you can extract that audio out through different systems and automations, and then add bumpers, like an intro and outro, save that as a podcast episode, great. It's the same amount of the same quality of content if you have a good microphone that you have from like a quality standpoint, and then have video content that goes with it. You can layer in, so you're saying it's not just, oh, that's just a podcast episode, but I wish there was audio. I wish there was video I could share with that audio. It's saying if I multi-capture that in the first place, then I can also multi-purpose it beyond the just that one instance with that piece of content. But that multi-capture also means that you can set up different systems and automations to extract out the audio and then transcribe that audio into a different article. That transcript can be edited into an article, and then that article can be used on your different website or on Medium or wherever it might be that you want to post different content. Quora might be a good place as well. So if you multi-capture your content, you're saying, okay, that's the fast side of things. It's saying I don't have to record a podcast episode and then record a Facebook Live and then write an article. This can be three of the same different prisms, as it were, on that prism, different sides of that prism on the same big idea for the piece of content, but it's in just different formats. Why would different formats matter? When you multi-capture, you also think about learning styles. Learning styles, and like, what is the, is this a video then you have the visual learner. If it's written content, you have more like the same also visual learner. 65% of the world's population is visual learners. But it's not just learning style, but it's also, what about auditory? That's where you get your podcast. But you think about other ways, kinetic. Is there a way to be kinetic? Yes, actually reading can qualify as kinetic learning because the fact people have to scroll and the kinetic of the eye is being able to move through the content. So you have visual, auditory, kinetic, or audible. Don't judge my spelling on this, as it were. But visual, auditory, and then kinetic. How do you have the different personality types represented in quality of content? But from there, it's saying, gosh, instead of having to record each of those separately, record it once. That's the speed part, but also great content across the whole spectrum. So you focus on what's a big idea, multi-capture that big idea all at the same time. And then from there, like say, automate the mundane. Automate the mundane. And the mundane is not the content that people see. You don't want to automate the structure of your video. You don't want to automate the structure of your blog article, but there are ways to use templates, as it were. So back up to here, pre-purpose. Part of this is the pre-purpose is saying you are template from like an article standpoint. If you're going to repurpose a audio or a video into a blog article, you can say like, what is the template flow? Saying, I know that this opening section is my hook. And then I go into the bigger story, and then take away one, take away two, take away three, call to action. Boom. That's a simple template that you can use that works very, very well for content. And the thing is, like, you don't have to start from scratch. By automating the mundane, it's in that same vein, as it were, but automating the mundane, saying, okay, what can happen on the back end side of things, like extracting the audio from a Facebook Live to be turning that into a podcast episode. That is something that can be done through automation, through Zapier. There are quick, easy ways to do that. Through repurpose.io, that's another great way to use that. You can automate the stuff that your audience never sees so you can focus your energy on creating great content. You and I, as content creators, we have a finite amount of energy for creating content. Would you rather use your best energy on automations, or would you rather use your best energy on actually delivering the content and focusing on what is the content supposed to be from a flow standpoint? What are the takeaways? What's the call to action? What's the purpose? Who is this for? Focusing on where you can put your energy is the best way to create, to increase the quality of your content without sacrificing speed at the same time. Now, from there, there's this aspect of saying you want to batch production at every stage. It's not just batch production, especially for coaches, consultants. I work with many who are productivity experts, and they say, oh, I already know about batching. I already know about focus. But the point is saying, do you focus when you create your content as well? It's easy to tell your clients how to focus. It's even to say for how you deliver with your clients that focus. But bringing that focus into content creation, one of the biggest challenges that I keep seeing from coaches and consultants is they're saying, I know that I need to get more content out there, but I just get so distracted with this bright, shiny object, this here, all these other different things, fighting for your attention, but saying, if it's time for you to plan out your videos, then plan out your videos. If it's time to record your videos, block out time, make an appointment with yourself on your calendar to batch production. You can do from saying, okay, the actual content creation, batch that into the same day. You don't have to create a new video every day or even every week. Saying, okay, for one Saturday a month or one Friday or whatever it might be, pick out that time, block it ahead of time, make it unavailable on your calendar and saying, this 3-4 hours is me. I've already planned out. I do the first 2 hours planning out videos and then do the next 2 hours actually recording the videos. Again, good quality setup on your video and your microphone, but saying doing the creation of that, especially if you have an editing team. If you have a support team who helps you at all with any of your content creation, excuse me, they will love the fact that you have planned ahead to get great content out there. So from that batch, it's going from the creation to the editing to the actual distribution. The more that you can batch each parts of these, the faster you can get great content out into the marketplace to connect with more prospects and help more clients get the answers they need through your coaching. So the point is going batch production at every level. But the fifth thing that I want you to focus on is going, let's think of your content on a quality scale from a 1 to 10. 1 is it's your first Facebook Live, you bombed it, it's just, I mean, you're fumbling all over yourself, it's crazy, it's not really good content. But saying, okay, for my next one, that was a 1. Can I get it to a 2 or a 3? What would it take? You can do more of like the, I call them the faux at-bats. Like I'm a big baseball fan. So saying, okay, for spring training, baseball teams take their team to spring training and they give different people situational at-bats. It's not just that they are up there swinging away for a hitting coach who's throwing, or a pitching coach who's just throwing the ball for batting practice, but saying, okay, it's two runners on, two outs, top of the seventh. We know that this pitcher likes going to the curveball on the third pitch. Okay, so it gets more nuanced, but what it does is it puts people in that situation for the mindset of what do I do next? Take that same mindset, bring it into content creation, saying, okay, for my Facebook Live, I didn't do well, but what if I could take and say, I plan this out more, and I just record myself with my camera or with my phone, whatnot, doing my same content, and then when it comes time to go live, I've done it better. Or it's saying, do I plan out my content better? The whole point is that your content is on a scale quality from 1 being low, 10 being perfect. And there is no such thing as perfect content. There's really, really, really good content, but there's no such thing as perfect content. For yourself, saying, okay, if my previous piece of content was a 6, how do I get it to a 7? Maybe it's a few more minutes of editing. Maybe it's planning it out on the pre-purpose side a little bit more. The whole point is going, how do I not sacrifice a ton of time to actually get better content? And what the phrase I want you to stick with is not necessarily always creating great content. Yes, you want to create great content, but focus on creating better than before content. Better content than before. If your last one was a 4, what would it take? How much time would it take to get it to this next one to a 6? Better than before content. And publish it. Two of the worst enemies for coaches and consultants is lousy content, content that just frankly sucks, and content that is unpublished, that's good, if not even great content, but coaches leave it sitting in the drafts folder because it's not perfect. You might not see the air quotes, but that's me saying there's no such thing as perfect content. Take a piece of content that's a 6 and say, next time, how can I make that a 7? How can I make next piece of content an 8 or a 9? Or focus on whatever that might be. But the whole point is getting content out there that can change the world, because you absolutely have a message that matters. People are looking for coaches to help them get through the craziness of where the world is right now, and saying you have an opportunity to get your message out with great content that doesn't have to take forever, and saying, but you don't have to sacrifice quality when you go faster with creating content. If you love what you've seen in this video, if you love what you've heard, then hit the like, hit the subscribe. And if you're saying, I don't even know where to get started with this, I'm not even sure what to do with my content, who's it for, how to repurpose my content, how do I get my multi-capture, all these different elements I already talked about, you can go to workwithjohncook.com, fill out a form, we'll hop on a call, we'll talk about your coaching business, where you're at, and where you would like to go with creating better content that can actually connect with the prospects and the clients that you know you can help with your message. Workwithjohncook.com. Connect soon. Take care.
Thanks for listening to this episode. Interested in discovering how you can work with John to make your message more compelling? Head on over to workwithjohncook.com and apply today.